Barack Obama embraces new role, promoting censorship. By Wendell Hasebo on April 20, 2022. Former President Barack Obama will deliver a speech at Stanford University on Thursday that embraces his new role of policing the national debate over whether social media companies should censor political opponents. Obama is expected to add his voice to demands for rules to rein in a flood of lies polluting public discourse, The New York Times reported. In private meetings and public appearances over the last year, the former president has waded deeply into the public fray over misinformation and disinformation, warning that the scourge of falsehoods online has eroded the foundations of democracy at home and abroad. The Times noted it is not the first time Obama has delivered a speech on the topic. Last month, Obama spoke at an event organized by the University of Chicago and The Atlantic. Obama said during the speech that social media companies should censor what we don't think are good for society. I think it is reasonable for us as a society to have a debate and then put in place a combination of regulatory measures and industry norms that leave intact the opportunity for these platforms to make money, Obama continued. But say to them that there's certain practices you engage in that we don't think are good for society. On Tuesday, Obama took to Twitter to suggest that censorship is needed to prevent real challenges to the Washington, D.C. establishment. In recent years, we've seen how quickly disinformation spreads, especially on social media, he said. This has created real challenges for our democracy. Obama's new role of championing censorship, as dubbed by The Times, comes after Twitter censored Hunter Biden's laptop from Hell Story, while Facebook failed to suppress sketchily sourced or facially unreliable stories, such as, say, the Steele dossier and endless articles based on it. The social network's misdeeds have ignited a national debate over whether the platforms should be the arbiter of truth. As Elon Musk is attempting a hostile takeover of the social media network, polling suggests a plurality of Americans would support Musk restoring Donald Trump on the platform. According to Rasmussen reports, 46% would approve of Trump being restored, while 43% opposed. When independents were asked, 47% approved and 36% opposed, an 11-point spread. When the polling agency asked if Musk's potential ownership of Twitter would be good, only 24% of Democrats said it would be, while 56% of Republicans were in favor. The polling is good news for those who oppose censorship and support the discourse of a variety of ideas. Free speech is a pillar of American society and has historically only been opposed by those who wish to squelch political opponents. In 1789, John Adams passed the Sedition Act, sanctioning the deportation, fine, or imprisonment of political opponents he deemed a threat of publicizing false, scandalous, or malicious writing against the government of the United States. In October 1799, Adams jailed the congressman and publisher, Matthew Lyon, for criticizing the president in print and in speech. The law was revoked under Thomas Jefferson. Today, social media companies, which are mostly aligned with the Democrat Party, do not have the authority to imprison opponents. Instead, those who violate the terms of service are simply canceled from the public square. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.